Good to see you guys this evening. I thought it would be a fitting way to begin the book of Acts by getting some real practical things that we can do for the body of Christ. So I've invited Billy Graham to share just 5 minutes or so some real practical ways that Edgewater Christian Fellowship can get involved with Body of Christ ministry, some activities, outreaches, kids, whatever it is. So would you welcome Billy Graham as he shares with us some practical ways we can help.
Good evening, everyone. It is such a great joy and an honor to be here with you. And thank you very much for Pastor Matt for the opportunity. And I really want to thank you all for sending the team from here, and we are looking forward to having them. All the arrangements are going on, and we are going to really put them to work, and but they're going to have a great time there, and we really appreciate your involvement. And God is doing awesome things in the nation of India. See, the country has more than 330 million guards. And adding more guards to that is not going to be the solution for the problem that we have in the nation of India. What we need is Jesus Christ. That is the bottom line. When Christ comes, things changes. So that's what we are looking at, that through your involvement, you are going to be bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ. The true light is going to shine, and it is going to push the darkness out. And the darkness cannot overcome the light, because the light is superior and powerful. So we really believe God is going to do great things. You know, the island of Rameshwaram, where our base is, you know, years ago, when we moved there from the state of Kerala to this place to begin the ministry, it started with a very small scale. I mean, practically, we had 10 cents to begin the entire work with God. And today, God is doing a phenomenal work, and things are changing, because this place is one of the second most Hindu, you know, site for the pilgrims that are coming, 20,000 a week, million people a year, to get saved. And, you know, you're talking about having a million people at your doorstep just to be saved. So God is really located in the very strategic location to do the ministry. And we have been praying that God will change the life and the minds of people. And we have gone through many difficult situations. To be honest with you, they have been looking for my head several times. My mom and dad said been paid by several people, and they've been walking around with a 3-foot sword to, you know, take the head off. And, you know, so many things. These are all, you know, about 10, 15 years ago. But in that all struggles and hardship, now the Lord is just changing the entire atmosphere. He has given the land into our hand to possess it for Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. So we have been praying that God will change the people there. And one of the Hindu priests, he is the high Hindu priest of the temple who has been there for more than 25 years. One day he was in his house, and all of a sudden he had a vision of Jesus. And he appeared to him and told him that he need to come to our home and find out about salvation, and he need to get saved. And he came to our home, knocking on our house, and he was there standing and asking, how do I get saved? And I'm looking at this guy at that point, and I'm telling him, you have been misleading all these millions of people all this time, and now you want to know how to get saved? So you've been really cheating people. He said, yeah, I've been doing that for my, you know, for money. And so there he is. He is asking for, you know, the guidance, and we were able to share the gospel with him. He was able to give his life to the Lord, and he was able to lead other people to Jesus. Not only that, in his own home, he had many idols and everything, which he was able to destroy them and break them and throw them into the trash publicly, and told that all those things he was doing is wrong, but only Jesus is the only true God. I mean, this is just a mighty thing. The high Hindu head in a priest coming to the knowledge of Jesus. So we have a tremendous opportunity these days just to reap the harvest. We have gone through the beatings, and people have thrown cow dung, human waste upon our bodies, and, you know, beaten us. I mean, we have gone through all kinds of things. You could only imagine. But now is the time to reap the harvest that God is, you know, preparing for us. So there is opportunities are there. One of the things, God has really given us a burden to reach into the younger generation. You know, and we are touching the children from 2 years old onwards. You know, we have a daycare center where they are putting about, you know, children, you know, for the regular care on the during the daytime. And also we are having a school. Especially that's the need I would like to share with you, because the future of India is in the hand of the children. And, you know, one man from Rameshwaram who been studied and got educated, now he is the president of India right from Rameshwaram. So, I mean, you have no idea how those, you know, education can impact the life of the children. So right now we have an opportunity to buy a piece of land that we have been believing God that we can buy them, because the vision God has given us to have a school called the Prince of Peace to go up to 10,000 children in the school. I mean, this is the place where the first missionary was beheaded. We've been beaten. We've been thrown away and, you know, gone through all the persecution. But now the island, you know, with 150,000 people is open so incredibly that we have to seize the movement and you know, just to make use of the opportunity. Just to sponsor a child, it will be like a $10 a month. You can sponsor a child, and $100 a year, a child will be able to go do the entire schooling with the books and uniforms and transportation and the education. Everything can be covered with just a $10 a month. And a missionary, you know, they will go out into the field for 75. And the orphan children, we've been rescuing babies. My mom, I was just talking to her today, this morning, and she said yesterday they killed a baby, you know, in one of the village, and the baby, you know, they put the poison, and the baby was just vomiting blood. That just happened yesterday. In fact, I was talking to, you know, a dear family yesterday, and we were thinking, you know, even as we speak, there is something going on in India. It happened yesterday as we were speaking. One child died and gone. So, you know, we are rescuing these babies and bringing them. It's all about serving the people. And I'm thinking, God has blessed you and given you a lot of things in your hand. And I'm saying, you know, if you can only see the eternal perspective, what God wants to do through your life to make impact of your life worth living and fulfilling the dream that God is giving, you know, you can do it. You just need to ask the Lord. And I just want to close with one story. When I was sharing, you know, years ago with some of my friends in Alabama, I told them, you don't have to really give a whole lot out of your, you know, abundance. Just to sell your toys. That will do the job. Just tell your, you know, just sell your toys. This mother, this woman, her name is Rita Campbell. She sold her 14 Barbie dolls. You know Barbie dolls? She sold 14 Barbie dolls and got enough money to buy one cement mixer that has builded the entire 200,000 square feet, that entire building, with one cement mixer, one bag at a time. That mission have done so good than the 14 Barbie dolls would have ever done, looking at you from the shelves. Hi, I'm here. So please, listen to the Lord, what God wants you to do. This is the time that we have this opportunity. The land is in the hand of the Muslims, and they are willing to sell it to us, and we are already making a deal with them, and also the opportunities of, you know, supporting the children. So just to pray and ask the Lord, however the Lord leads, please be obedient. Thank you, Lord.